Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Spanswick. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Spanswick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mantilla. Stewart fumbles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Houser goes all the way around to score. Brown moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Wagner moves to third. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Held reaches second base with a double. Askew goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Hefner now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Held moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman fires to third and picks off Held. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Francona reaches second base with a double. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. 1 out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Francona strikes out. Tillman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Francona out. 2 outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to third for the out. Mantilla moves to second. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Mantilla moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Conigliaro moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hefner bunts towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tillman moves to second. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tillman scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Don McMahon now pitching. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantilla. The throw from SQ and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. SQ strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bressoud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressoud moves to third. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wagner is walked intentionally. Dick Raditz now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew is walked intentionally. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Raditz moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chance pinch hits for Don McMahon. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Chance reaches second base with a double. Francona moves to third. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for Bob Chance. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Houser is walked intentionally. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to third. Houser moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing first base. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bresut hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Bresut moves to second. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-4 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Abernathy, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Bresut moves to third. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.